How are you? Did you have your own?
I did while he's in the service. When he come home, he traded it off.
I see.
That could kill me when he done. I could go out to pasture and call Bob, and he'd come just to truck and get in and go anywhere.
Did you have a saddle?
Yes, sir. I had a good saddle.
Awful good saddle horse.
Well, I'm glad that you came in, because I have a couple questions for you.
That's right, I stayed out.
I'm sure Mr. could answer them, but these are kind of questions for ladies. If a lady used to stay in the house and spend a lot of time in front of the mirror, you say, well, she sure likes to what? She'd like to spend most of her time in the house, you know, and fuss with her hair and things like that. You'd say, well, she sure likes to, what would be a good word there?
Prim.
Prim? Well, what would you say about a man if he did that? Or wouldn't you?
He wanted to stand.
He was a sissy. You call him a sissy.
I see. Wasn't what a man did, huh? If you had a little piece of cloth and you want to take it into town to show the merchant what you wanted, did you have a word for that? Would that be a scrap or a sample or a little piece of cloth you take in town?
Call it either one, a scrap or sample of what you had at home.
I see.
Either one.
Uh-huh. And when you went to town, what'd you carry your money in? Did you have a big...
I did have a word about
it. I see. I was wondering, was pocketbook used or purse or what?
Men folks had a long purse mostly.
I see.
Mm-hmm. I remember someone kept it in. Mm-hmm.
And Mr. has mentioned a pair of mules, and I'm going to ask you, did you ever hear of a pair of beads?
A pair of beads?
Yes. Ladies would wear something.
Really? I didn't know anything called a pair.
Is that right? Somebody told me that the beads they used to wear called a pair of beads, and I wondered if of course that was in Georgia and it may not be used here. Nobody said it varies from state to state, you know, a good deal. What did you used to carry to keep your keep the sun off your head?
Everybody wore hats.
I see. Did you carry anything?
I had most to keep the rain off. Some folks had a hot summertime for sunshine.
Everybody wore hats to church then and carried a fan. Mm-hmm.
What would a man wear to church?
Generally, a straw hat in the summertime and his wool hat in the wintertime, you see.
How would he get dressed? How would he dress up to go to church?
Well, back when I was a boy, you wore the same suit all winter and summer. You wore a coat in the summertime.
Yeah, I grew it.
Yeah, I could. But later on, by the time I got in my late 20s and 30s, they bought summer suits. You bought a summer suit. I bought one in 1960, and it was a summer suit, light suit, you see. Mm-hmm. But
Did it have something under the coat?
No, just a common Sunday shirt. And you're supposed to have on a collar and tie going to church, you see.
But you didn't use
They wore a coat, but later on they got where they went without the coat. They left the coat off and wore some kind of nice shirt and a loud tie instead of a coat.
So vests weren't too common. You didn't ever use a vest?
No.
Very much. How did you hold your trousers up?
Like I do now.
No.
I see.
Suspenders.
I see.
You wore a belt.